time now for your letters. On last week's show, we had a conversation about the largest minority group in the agriculture industry, women. We spoke with farmers Barbara Armstrong and Carol Kaiser Long.
I can go back in my history, and I can tell you that the opportunities for a female to aspire in agriculture were extremely limited. And so I was discouraged from going into a male-dominated field. And so I said, well, watch me do it.
Following that conversation, listener Monty Bohannon of Portsmouth, New Hampshire wrote, my family owns a dairy farm in central New Hampshire, and five generations of women have lived the farmer's life there. They do everything from work the fields, feed, milk, and tend the cows, build amazing vegetable and flower gardens. They are the keepers of not only family histories, but the essential processes of living from the fruits of your own labor. Kathy Gunther of Penyan, New York, also wrote, we are very fortunate in our small school district to have a great Future Farmers of America, FFA, program. We have a teacher who has taught these students, girls and boys included, that there is more to agriculture than just dairy, cows, and manure. We have a lot of girls in this program, and most of them have graduated from this school district and gone into the agricultural world in some form or another. Last week, Democratic Senator Mark Udall of Colorado spoke to us about the idea of Democrats and Republicans sitting together in the House chamber for the State of the Union speech. Listener Jeffrey Bendix of Cleveland Heights, Ohio, has this suggestion. An easy way to make this happen would be for senators and representatives to sit in alphabetical order. This method would provide for members who are afraid of being perceived by voters as fraternizing with members of the other party. And from political divides to family ties, last week I spoke with the matriarch of the Partridge family, Shirley Jones.
I'm telling you, the only people that know that I did more than that are people my age.
Well, Ann Otterness of Syracuse, New York, begs to differ. She wrote, I can assure her that that is not true in the slightest. I am 31 and as a teenager adored her in The Music Man, Carousel, and in particular, Oklahoma. To date, I have never seen a single episode of the Partridge family. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling. I didn't know how to deal with. We want to hear from you. Go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us link. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and you can send a tweet to me at NPR Leanne. That's LIANE. I think I love you. This is NPR News.